KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs around 40. For Friday night, rain and snow showers becoming all snow, low of 28. For Saturday, we'll continue with snow showers and a wintry mix around the lower 30s. Right now, it's 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Lawrence police say 8 months after a woman died of a head injury, investigators have not yet determined whether she was the victim of a crime. Sabrina Frock died in May at the home of a Lawrence man she had met online. The man currently is in prison after violating probation for abusing another woman he met online 2 years ago. Frock's mother, Denise Slaughter of Brookfield, Missouri, says she suspects foul play and is frustrated with the police investigation. Farmers are welcoming a decision to extend a deadline for federal aid because of the partial government shutdown. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced this week the Ag Department would extend a January 15th deadline for farmers to apply for payments to offset losses that they had incurred due to the trade dispute, which led to new tariffs that lessened demand and lowered crop prices. About $9.5 billion in direct payments have been set aside for growers of soybeans, corn, wheat, and other commodities. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on the new Bobcat Compact Track Loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payment for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel says she's considering running for the U.S. Senate in 2020 and plans to form an exploratory committee. Weigel told the Wichita Eagle yesterday that she's taking a serious look at the race. Republican U.S. Senator Pat Roberts announced last week that he will not seek re-election. Weigel's the latest prominent Republican to express her interest. She's from Wichita and has served in the legislature since 1993. A Wyandotte County judge has allowed private attorneys hired by families of the victims to assist in the prosecution of a man charged with killing two sheriff's deputies. The ruling yesterday came despite the objections of defense lawyers and the judge's own misgivings in the capital murder case of 30-year-old Antoine Fielder. He's accused of fatally shooting Wyandotte County deputies Teresa King and Patrick Rohr last June as they were escorting him back to jail after a hearing. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says more than 350 residents will share in the state's portion of a nearly $500 million settlement by a for-profit college company. Career Education Corporation, based in Schaumburg, Illinois, agreed earlier this month to clear $493.7 million in debt from thousands of former students as part of a settlement with 48 states and the District of Columbia. The new chairwoman of the Nebraska Legislature's Revenue Committee says she plans to start work right away on a property tax package to ease the burden on farmers, ranchers, and homeowners. Senator Lou Anne Linehan of Omaha was elected yesterday to lead the panel that oversees legislative tax policy. She says she hopes to find a plan that can win support from both agricultural and business groups, which have been at odds over tax policy. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farmland values in eastern Kansas softened slightly in the last half of 2018, but remained stable overall, according to a report this week from Frontier Farm Credit. While benchmark farmland values in eastern Kansas improved throughout 2018, the gain was modest in the last 6 months of a year. Cropland in 2018 saw a 0.6% increase in value. Pasture gained 5.8% in value. In the neighboring state of Nebraska, farmland values as a whole declined 1% in the last half of 2018 and 0.9% for the year. Continued pressure on profit margins could lead to additional softening in 2019. However, the same factors that have helped to stabilize the market the past 3 years remain in place, including interest rates near historic lows and strong demand for quality land that is in tighter supply. River Valley and Post Rock Extension Districts are co-hosting a meeting on crop insurance and the new farm bill this Friday in Belleville. In-depth, practical information will include ways to optimize your farming operation profits. Short-term viability and long-term sustainability will be discussed in light of continued low commodity prices. There's no cost for the meeting, which includes a catered meal Friday beginning at 10:30, running until 2:30 at the Astra Bank in Belleville. Advance registration is requested online at rivervalley.ksu.edu. Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association and K-State Research and Extension will host the annual Kansas Ag Tech Conference in Junction City, January 17th and 18th. Precision ag producers, applicators, and others will find a variety of topics, including variable rate seeding, autonomous tractor technology, innovation and precision ag technology, and multi-hybrid planting trial results, among others. Additional information online at carta-online.org, that's K-A-R-T, carta-online.org, or contact Lucas Haig at 785-462-6281. Louis B. Cumroe, age 88, of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the Vance Gurtis Funeral Home Odell, in charge of arrangements for Louis Cumroe. Eva L. Camel, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Eva Camel. Thomas F. Teague, age 66, of Liberty, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Laughlin of Funeral Home Wymore in charge for Thomas Teague. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, spaghetti, garlic bread, Capri blend, peaches, and Butterfinger dessert. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and fruited Jell-O. Check out the school and community calendar. Scholars Bowl at Washington County this afternoon. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Abilene Marysville Wrestlers at Clay Center. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't ask. have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like quiet weather for today. Beautiful weather with mostly sunny skies, but we do have a low-pressure system that's going to move across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest. As we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend, it looks like some areas will see some rain showers Friday. The wintry weather as we head into Friday night and Saturday, especially across parts of Iowa into Missouri and Illinois, we could see some heavy snow with accumulations likely. Otherwise, temperature-wise, not bad, mild. Cooler temperatures, though, as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain and snow showers in the afternoon, lower 40s, then falling. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain and snow, becoming all snow overnight, lows around 28. For Saturday, snow early, then a wintry mix in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January 40, record high on this date 67 in 1902. The average low 20 and the record low is 9 below 0 in 1973. Sunset this evening 5:19, sunrise in the morning at 7:41. Clear skies 21 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light favoring the southeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
College Junior has a record-setting performance and two potential MVPs battle for supremacy. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. First, Sam Hauser hit a three to send the game into overtime.
He throws back to Sam Hauser. He'll try a three.
Got it.
Good.
He got it.
He got it. We're going overtime.
Then Marcus Howard continued his prolific scoring night for Marquette, scoring 14 in overtime.
He fakes it. Step back three. Marcus Howard. Good again. Good again. Good again.
On the Golden Eagles Network, Howard sets a Big East record with 53 points and Marquette beats Creighton 106-104. A battle between two MVP candidates. James Harden scored at least 30 points for the 14th straight game, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points and 21 rebounds in a 116-109 Milwaukee win over Houston. Kyle Kuzma scored a career-high 41 points.
Here's Ingram driving. Throws it back to Kuz. Three-pointer. Foul and a bucket!
On KSPN, Lakers beat the Pistons 113-100. This is ABC Sports. Upset alerts in college hoops. 17th-ranked Houston was one of three undefeated teams in the nation until Temple put an end to that. The Cougars' game-tying layup was called an offensive foul.
Dribbles around, tries, lays it up, and no! Offensive foul! The layup went in, but they call an offensive foul! Wait a minute. The game is over.
On the Owls Sports Network, Temple wins 73-69. Terrence Davis had a game-high 27 points and 12 rebounds for Ole Miss. He hit four threes, but teammate Devontae Shuler was also money from deep.
Give to Davis. Davis, now to Shuler, fires a three.
Good! Devontae Shuler with a dagger!
On the Rebels IMG Network, Ole Miss stuns number 11 Auburn 82-67. Rutgers upset 16th-ranked Ohio State 64-61. This is Rich Cantu. ABC Sports.
Semifinal round of the Mudeikis basketball tournament continues Thursday and Friday at Beatrice. Diller O'Dell girls and boys face HTRS Thursday night. Girls tip off at 5, boys at 6:30 at the SCC Truman Center. Southern boys face Palmyra in the late game at 8, also at the Truman Center. Southern girls meet Meridian Friday evening at 6:30 at SCC. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday night. Marysville High basketball teams at Wamego Friday. Live coverage on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA has extended the deadline for producers to apply for payments under the Market Facilitation Program. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the extension as the original deadline had been January 15th. But farmers have been unable to apply for the program since the lapse in federal funding caused the closure of the Farm Service Agency offices at the end of business on December 28th. The deadline will extend over the period equal to the number of business days FSA offices were closed once the government shutdown ends. Farmers who have already applied for the program and certified their 2018 production have continued to receive payments. In a statement, Perdue is urging lawmakers to redouble the efforts to pass an appropriations bill that the president will sign and end the lapse in funding, so USDA may again provide full service to farmers and ranchers. Well, the government shutdown is delaying a comment period for the Trump administration's new Waters of the U.S. proposal. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers will delay publishing the proposed WOTUS replacement in the Federal Register until after funding is restored at EPA. The 60-day comment period will not begin until the proposed rule is published in the Federal Register. Additional, the EPA had planned a hearing in Kansas City, Kansas, later this month on the proposal, but due to the shutdown, that hearing has been delayed indefinitely. The WOTUS replacement, welcomed by U.S. agriculture, protects resources, respects the law, and provides greater clarity so agencies and the public can identify regulated federal waterways. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, following the announcement of the proposal, their president, Zippy Duvall, said the new rule will empower farmers and ranchers to comply with the law, protect water resources, and allow farmers to productively work their land without having to hire an army of lawyers and consultants. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. It was a positive day for the grains and soybeans, not so much for cattle on Wednesday. Let's take a look at how things finished up. March corn up 2 at 382. May corn up 2 at 390. Each of the later months was up as well with corn. January soybeans 5 1/4 higher at 911.5. March beans up 5 1/2 at 924. Similar gains in the later months. January soybean meal finished up $1.40 at 319. March was up $1.80 at 323.40. Each of the later months was also higher in soybean meal. Soy oil did well. January up 14 points at 28.32. March bean oil was up 17 points at 28.60. So a pretty strong day in the soy complex. Corn did well, and the Kansas City wheat finished in the green. Kind of disappointing. We saw some pretty substantial gains early in the day, but those eroded some, but still finished with plus signs, although they were a bit smaller. March Kansas City wheat up half a cent at 505.5. May up half a cent at 517.25. So we finished in positive territory, but a bit disappointing after seeing some of the gains that were more significant earlier in the day. In the livestock complex, live cattle really bounced around a great deal, back and forth on either side of unchanged through the middle part of the day. Finished lower. February live cattle down 50 at 124.80. April down 35 at 125.80. Most all of the later months were in negative territory as well. January feeder cattle down 80 at 146.82. March feeders down 55 at 144.90. A lot of positives when it comes to cattle. As we wrapped up the day on Wednesday, hogs, on the other hand, had quite a day. February hogs up 117 at 63.77. April hogs up 152 at 67.55. So very strong day for hogs as we wrapped up Wednesday. So the livestock complex, not a total washout after all. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is
time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. And that makes Sonny Perdue one of the most essential men in America. He is the Secretary of Agriculture, and we will hear what's on his mind after this. At the end of every year for the last four or five decades, my friend Orion Samuelson has gone to Washington, D.C. to sit down with the Secretary of Agriculture and get a state of the industry type of report.
The president has been a strong supporter of the biofuels industry. Mm-hmm. Is that strength continuing?
I think it has. I think it was evidenced this year by him agreeing to have EPA do the rule on E15 year-round. We think that'll be great for our corn industry and for our independent energy industry as well, and as well as consumers, to give consumers another choice and give the retailers an incentive to invest in year-round E15 pumps. So we're delighted about that. I think, again, in the Midwest and the corn-growing areas, it was very well received, but it'll be good overall for the corn growers.
I know you've had the opportunity to visit many of the hurricane-ravaged areas and the wildfire-ravaged areas. Are we going to recover that farmland?
Well, we will, but it'll be sad for a while. The eastern part of North Carolina primarily, east of I-95, was flooded out. Their crops were lost. But when the rain recedes, they will be able to recover and hopefully have, you know, our farmers are optimistic, have a better year in 2019. We're doing from a disaster program, hopefully if Congress is able to allow us to do what we did in 17, can help them as well. That was Hurricane Florence. Hurricane Michael came through the panhandle in Florida, and much of the damage there was timber and pecan trees and certainly some cotton. There were instances, Orin, where a farmer had harvested a portion of his cotton field and went back after the hurricane. You couldn't tell where he had harvested and where not. Yeah. Just blown away. So the wildfires, we're visiting in California. We hope good forest health and good forest management will help us keep those under control.
You think we'll be able to get new rules on forest management through?
Well, we were hoping we could get in the Farm Bill. We were not successful there, but they were able to give us some new authorities back in the spring, and we're going to exercise those and optimize those abilities to manage our forest in a healthy way that we're better at recreation, better wildlife, better water quality, and certainly better economy for the harvest. It's a crop, as you know, like other crops, just has a longer growing cycle.
More from Sonny Perdue tomorrow. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Big run of cattle for today's sale, including over 2,600 head, 25 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 7, 12 black bulls and heifers weighing 450 to 5, 20 black steers and heifers 450 to 5 and a quarter, 55 weighing in at 475 to 675, 40 mixed steers and heifers at 5 to 550. 40 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 30 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 10 black heifers weighing 5 to 7. Ten black steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 44 weighing in at 5 to 750, 85 black baldy steers and heifers, 5 to 775, 105 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 675, 36 black steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 675, 41 black and white face steers, 5 and a half to 575, 46 black steers and heifers, 5 and a half to 850, 21 Hereford crossbred steers and heifers, 575 to 7, 108 black steers and heifers, 575 to 8, 41 weighing 575 to 8, 60 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 575 to 775, 10 weighing in at 6 to 6.5. 51 black steers and heifers 6 to 650, 35 weighing in at 6 to 650, 30 weighing in at 6 to 7. 31 yearling Angus steers 6 to 7, 17 crossbred steers and heifers 6 to 7, 26 weighing in at 6 to 7, 100 black steers 6 to 7, 30 black steers and heifers 6 to 750. 80 crossbred heifers, 6 to 750, 14 black and red heifers, 6 to 750, 56 black steers, 6 to 750, and 50 black heifers, 6 to 775. 20 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 45 black and white face steers and heifers, 6 to 8 and a quarter, 23 black steers never, 625 to 650. 29 at 625 to 7.25. And 7 weighing in at 650 to 7. 21 crossbred steers, 650 to 750. 14 red Angus semi-cross steers, 650 to 750. 52 black steers never, 650 to 775. 55 weighing in at 650 to 8. 150 black and red steers never, 650 to 850. 50 black steers never, 675 to 750. 35 black and Charlie cross steers never, 675 to 775. 35 black steers never, 675 to 8. 22 weighing in at 7 to 750. 25 black steers, 7 to 8. 44 black steers never, 7 to 8. 28 black and red steers never, 7 to 8. 32 black steers weigh 7.25 to 825. 28 black and Charlie cross steers, 750 to 775. 27 black and white face steers, 750 to 8. 60 black yearling steers, 875 to 9. 60 red Angus yearling steers, 875 to 9. 50 black steers, 8.25 to 850, with another 50 weighing 8 to 8.25. 60 black and red steers, 8 to 9. 60 black steers, 875 to 9. 120 black and bald yearling steers, 880 to 930. And 58 black steers weigh 1,000 pounds plus. Those among 2,700 head of cattle coming in for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, it's 21 degrees in Marysville this morning. We'll top out seasonal highs, low to mid-40s on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Dedrick Lawson had 31 points and 14 rebounds. LeGerald Vick added 12 points and 4 assists. And number 7, Kansas, defeated number 25, TCU, 77-68. Kansas City native Ochai Agbaji also added 7 points and 4 rebounds for Kansas after relinquishing his redshirt eligibility on Tuesday following the season-ending injury to Udoka Azubuike. Barry Brown scored 29 points, including the go-ahead layup with 28.9 seconds to go, and Kansas State rallied from a 21-point second-half deficit to beat West Virginia 71-69 last night. Mark McGeary added 18 points. Camus Stokes, dealing with a lingering foot injury, added 12 as the Wildcats used the largest comeback in school history to beat the Mountaineers for only the second time in their last 11 meetings. Mid-America Network Sports.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 VE Series Planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
After wins last night for both K-State and KU, Wichita State committed 21 turnovers and shot just 38% from the field in a road loss to ECU 78-56 last night. Wichita State dropped below the 500 mark for the first time this season with the loss. Both teams shot below 30% and committed 15 turnovers in the first 10 minutes. WSU would end up outscoring ECU in the final frame 23-19, but would come no closer than 19 in the period. Up next, Wichita State hosts Memphis in its American Athletic Conference home opener. That'll be this Saturday at Charles Koch Arena. Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy interviewed for 4 head coaching jobs last week when Kansas City was on its bye week. He says his focus this week is solely on preparing for a divisional round game against Indianapolis, but after that, he could follow in the footsteps of his predecessors, Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Semifinal round of the Mudeikis basketball tournament continues Thursday and Friday at Beatrice. Diller Odell girls and boys face HTRS Thursday night. Girls tip off at 5, boys at 6:30 at the SCC Truman Center. Southern boys face Palmyra in the late game at 8, also at the Truman Center. Southern girls meet Meridian Friday evening at 6:30 at SCC. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday night. Marysville High basketball teams at Wamego Friday. Live coverage on KNDY. Pairings released for high school basketball tournament action. Twin Valley League tournament tips off beginning Saturday at Frankfort. In the girls division, top three seeds with a bye in the first round are Hanover, Frankfort, and Centralia. In first round play Saturday, fourth seed Clifton Clyde meets number 13 Onega. Fifth seed Blue Valley tips off with number 12 Lynn. Sixth seed Valley Heights faces 11th seed Troy. Seventh seed Donovan West faces number 10 seed Wetmore. 8th seed Washington County will face 9th seed Axtell. In the boys' division, top three seeds receive a bye: Hanover, Blue Valley, and Frankfort. 4th seed Washington County meets 13th seed Donovan West. 5th seed Centralia faces 12th seed Onega. Number 6 Clifton Clyde faces 11th seed Lynn. 7th seed Axtell faces 10th seed Troy. And 8th seed Valley Heights plays 9th seed Wetmore. Brackets are posted on our website and will be updated at KNDYRadio.com. Thunder Classic at Nemahal Central tips off next Tuesday. Marysville is the number 2 seed to St. Mary's top seed. Second seed Marysville will face 7th seed Horton Tuesday, tipping off at 6:30. The rest of the bracket, top seed St. Mary's will face 8th seed Flint Hills. Third seed Nemahal Central will host number 6 seed Atchison. Fourth seed Jackson Heights will face number 5 seed Falls City.
We get more daylight in January than in December, but it's almost always colder. We will explain why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. Musician Jim Croce was born on this day, and in 1870, John D. Rockefeller incorporated Standard Oil. If you hadn't noticed, the days have been getting ever so slightly longer over the past few weeks, but don't expect the extra solar energy to provide any meaningful warming. In fact, most parts of the U.S. will continue to have a net loss of thermal energy throughout January. Like an oven, it takes more energy to preheat than to maintain warmth. So each year, there is a seasonal lag until incoming radiation tips the balance. Old timers had a weather proverb that explained it much better. It went, as the day lengthens, the cold strengthens. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find our weather predictions and your local forecast, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage at noon Sunday, January 13th, as your K-State women's basketball team takes on KU in the Sunflower Showdown. Help us celebrate the career of Brittany Chambers as we retire her jersey at halftime. General admission tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your K-State versus KU women's basketball tickets today. Go Cats!
In her eyes, and she'll be feeling that way. I see it all plain as day. Oh, I'll never be what she wants me to be. Oh, but lucky for me, on